You're listening to Surgery. His Surgery.
Not able to go somewhere unless she could clearly see the end. Even though most times she did arrive, the place looked so much different. If some duck ever tried to help her, she spit right in his face, and he quickly went to tell his friends how she was so ungrateful. But maybe one day she felt a little guilty. Until she finally learned its tune and ran back to the pond to sing it. Her plan was simple: apologize and leave. But it took longer than she imagined. By the time she found that family of ducks, she was so tired that she fainted. The moment she woke, she tried to sing, but nothing could be heard. She had lost the melody in her sleep. Thank you.
Sure, I can get you there. Just step into my boat here.
The general starts late. 6 weeks into the making of Grief Point, first off is May Day, a song in honor of May 1st and the workers. Can you still be against the strike that only strikes for more pay? By you, in this instance, I mean me. There is a certain kind of person to whom things come with great facility. They say this is the noise that gets made as my life is lived, so be it. But don't feel the need to record it. For a second I thought this meant that they were not interested in history, but that's wrong. Wrong. A bad reading of the situation. The right reading is that I just don't understand it at all. Grief Point and May Day by extension suffers from the same old shit. A potential complete ignorance of ambience, real ambience, in that can you really construct it, every last bit of it, and just let the listener feel its effects? And is this the right treatment? Always the same question. In this case, I would maybe say yes, just because it forces form onto the thing. Thing is a bunch of words, two melodies, and the words sung in a handful of ways.
Between J and D, of course, the same old war rages, one into a tight and perfect digital palace, but super true to the genre, the other wanting to throw in actual sounds, mix it up, humanize. It's cool how, for my part, the sleight of hand, the trick of making something confounding and great and potentially horrible drawn up from air, all this is no longer of any interest. In fact, even seeing things in this light depresses me. And so I often come home at night depressed by what we have done, what we are doing. It's good, it means I've changed. I have lost interest in music. It is horrible. I should only make things I understand. I should only make things I know how to construct, however imperfect. It's not even like dictating to someone. It's less than that. Mayday itself is pretty cool, I have to admit. It condemns the world at such an easy pace. I intend to tell T it is like a happy shooting rockets, a disgusting description of anything, to be sure. I think the world does not like me grim. It likes me melancholic, but not miserable. English on the Mediterranean, which is oddly enough some of the worst people there is. At some point, when it is made, I will explain this record, word for word, swear to God. An ape with angel glands, when I know if that is good or bad, I'll know what is good and what is bad. The answer to the making of grief point is picnic baskets filled with blood. Too rich, nothing at stake. Blank had to write lyrics for his songs, they would be cumbersome, pale blocks like his riffs, but pale. So instead he went out and found a whaler too stupid to commit to a single thing. I assume not lighting up at the sight of your mother is a sign of madness in an infant. Patina, no name for a baby. Your firstborn before they threw you from the bridge. Wagner wrestles his dogs to the floor. Such a beautiful scene for some. Favorite plays, don't perform them. The message from the critical reception of Dreams was quite clear, we will not be listening to you any further. Of course, some tension is created, cosmonaut in a breadline, etc. I watched a pig devour the classics just to get to you. The barge endlessly circling, your mind finds out. It is done.
Yes, It's the saddest experience you'll ever know. Because one is the loneliest number that you ever do. One is the loneliest number that you ever know. It's just no good anymore since you went away. And now I spend my time just making rhymes of yesterday. Because one is the loneliest number that you ever do. One is the loneliest number that you ever know. One is the loneliest number. The loneliest number. One is the loneliest number that you ever do.
Thank you.